This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So, the only thing left to say is, you win? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. Right, welcome to the Chelsea Fancast, the start of a new regime for the Chelsea Fancast, which is we're going to be releasing as much as we can. I mean, you know, I prefer not to guarantee anything at all in this life, but to preview the matches coming up, rather than waffling on the Monday night doing it, then we're going to release them nearer the time. And of course, Wednesday night, we've got, of course, Chelsea playing Barnsley in the Carabao Cup. So to preview that match and try and talk some sense about it, I've got, as ever, the wonderful Mr. Jonathan Kidd.
Lovely to be here.
I have the equally lovely and wonderful Martin Wickham.
Hello.
And I also have the fantastic birthday boy plus one, Mr. Dan Self. 21 again, Dan. Amazing, eh?
21 plus fat.
Plus VAT, I like it.
Eop, as they say up north.
Eop, yeah. VAT 69, more like, but there you go. Brilliant to have you boys here. Quite a lot to talk about with this, actually, surprisingly enough. I'm going to start off with our recent record against Barnsley, which you'll not be surprised to hear has not happened very often, because I remember a time when they were in the Premier League a lot. And
One season.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
it was one, so they
it
were
was,
in the 90s. Yeah, it was 97, 98.
Well, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right, Dan. We woofed them 24th of the 8th. That's got to be about the second match of the season. We went up to Oakwell and we walloped them 6-0. Anybody remember much about that game?
Yeah.
I remember Yarley scoring a load of goals.
Hang on, not all at once. Not all at once. Dan first.
Well, a fantastic goal. I think it was about three passes from back to front and ended up with Yarley scoring the edge of the box. It was the most beautiful goal. It was like literally three passes, length of the pitch, goal. Yarley got four goals and we absolutely battered them. I think it was their first home game.
Brilliant. Martin?
I think it might have been their second home game, actually, but they'd lost to West Ham for their first game at Oakwell, and then we played them. I think Yarley got a hat-trick or he got four, I can't remember, but he was certainly on form that day.
Yeah. JK, did you go to that one?
No, but Yarley four will always be sculpted in my memory.
I love Vialli. And we beat them in the return in January 2-0. The one that I remember most vividly is it's a terrible memory. But we lost to Barnsley in the FA Cup in March. We went up to Oakwell and we lost 1-0 to some absolute hod carrier of a player. And this is under Avram Grant's regime. It was miserable, freezing cold. The pitch was a bloody ploughed field. But the worst thing about it was they kept everybody, all the Chelsea, they kind of kettled the Chelsea fans in what was like a hangar, like a, I don't know, sports hall, aircraft hangar. You couldn't go out for a piss. There was no beer. It was shit. It was just a shit day in all respects. And then we lost a match we should never have lost. And it's on Avram Grant, that one. But that's the last time we played them, which is back in 2008, so over 12 years ago. Their recent form is iffy, I would say. They've managed to dispatch of Nottingham Forest in the Caribou Cup. Not a bad thing to do, although Forest are having a shocker at the moment. They're right down the bottom of the championship. They also dispatched of Middlesbrough 2-0 in the Caribou Cup. Again, you know, Middlesbrough should be there or thereabouts. But their league form is atrocious. They've lost to Reading 2-0, and they've lost to Luton 1-0. Mind you, Reading and Luton are doing, I mean, I know, two games. It's ridiculous, isn't it? But they're up near the top of the table, where, of course, Barnsley, having played two, won none, drawn none, lost two, goals against three, nil point. So they're in 20th position. Now, they're kind of top players from what this little thing that I found out. I tell you, it was odd to find out anything about them. They got their strikers are Corley Woodrow, who's ex-Fulham. This one I really like. Patrick Schmidt, who is ex-Admiral Wacker. Who the hell are they? Admiral Wacker.
Austrian.
Yeah, mental. They're an Austrian team, I think.
Isn't it Admiral Wacker?
Yeah, maybe, JK.
Well, it's tricky point. They had both their centre-half sent off on the weekend. So
did they? Yeah. Damn, knowledge.
Yeah. I know, I just Googled Barnsley and it came up. They've lost straight red. Mikhail Pelyek and Mats Andersen, their centre-half, both got sent
brilliant.
Off.
Well, the only other...
Can I just say, aren't Borough managed by your great mate at the moment, Mr. Wanker?
Colin Wanker, yeah.
Yeah.
No, not he's got COVID. He's COVID Wanker at the moment.
Is he?
Yeah, right. he is isolating. He tested positive last week.
Well, Martin and I were saying before the show, I wonder if that might put the Barnsley game in some sort of jeopardy.
Yeah.
He's at Middlesbrough, so he should be right.
Yeah, but they played Middlesbrough just now.
No, near the ground. He was isolating before.
He was isolating for that game, was he?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I'm with you now.
How do you know the players? Anyway, whatever. They've also got some other interesting noteworthy players. Basically, I mentioned Woodrow and Schmidt because they've scored one goal each in the three games that they've played. Jordan Williams has scored a goal as well. He's ex-Huddersfield right back. Luke Thomas is ex-Derby. Goalkeeper Bradley Collins is ex-Chelsea, as Martin was pointing out. And also Clark Adour and Apo Halme and skipper Adam Mauer are ex-Leeds. So they've got some, you know, they've got some players from teams with a fairly decent kind of championship credentials. I mean, they were promoted back to the championship last season, which is the first time since 2017-18. And I think they finished 21st. They literally just escaped relegation. In fact, I think they might have... Martin knows about these kind of things. I think they might have survived because Sheffield Wednesday got punished, didn't they?
Well, it was a bit of a great escape, wasn't it?
Because they Charlton, were like, Charlton went down, didn't they?
Charlton went down at their expense, and it was like a goal in stoppage time.
Yeah,
save them, and I think it knackered Brentford as well.
The great turnaround, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. Barnsley beat Brentford in the last game of the season.
Yeah, because right. Brentford were due to go up automatically. Yeah. Barnsley beat them. It put Brentford in the playoffs and Barnsley stayed up. So
there you go. So the bottom line is, let's not beat around the bush here. They're shit and we should win. It's that simple, people. Now, I want to get into the kind of predictions of what we think that might happen in the game in a minute, but I think the most interesting thing in this time, I don't mean to sound arrogant, but, you know, this is Chelsea versus Barnsley. You know, this is a game we should win. Now, if we do win it, we're going to play either Spurs or Orient, I think next week. Because I think all of us would love to play Orient because I don't know why. Most people I know in London have quite a fondness for Orient, which is unusual, Dan.
Yeah, I think, they're always kind of a nice team. Also, the fact that Spurs have got UEFA Cup match 2 days after they play Orient and 2 days after if they get through, they play us if we get through. So that you get a question how Jason's going to prioritise, the Carling Cup, or it's Caribou Cup. He may just put out a B team.
I'm sure he will.
Yeah. Because, they've got Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday. Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday. The next
anyway, I think we will as well. So,
We've got a break there.
No, that's true.
We're not playing European qualifiers, but I think, and I don't know if Chidi's going to come on to this in a bit, if you saw on the news today, there's been several positive cases at Leighton Orient revealed this afternoon. So if there's that many, they may have to forfeit the game if it's... Yeah. Deem that they can't put out a team or it's not safe.
Is that what they're doing now? They're actually doing forfeiting rather than...
I saw it. Well, the schedule is so tight that I'm not sure you could fit another game in.
God, it's impossible.
So, So, and it's happened in Europe already. With there was a European qualifier, I think one of the Northern Irish teams, I can't remember if it was Linfield or someone else, qualified on the basis that four players on another team tested positive for COVID and they withdrew.
And I think if so, 13 players fit, you have to play the game. So it depends on numbers. I think if you can force an 11 plus two subs, then that's enough to make the game go ahead.
Yeah, but there is a shame there, because Leighton Orient versus Spurs, I think they were going to do something for Justin Edinburgh. If that's they miss out on that, that might be a bit sad. But you know, these things happen. I'm not sure whether it's been forfeited or anything like that, but I guess it just depends on how many cases. They could be in the shit with the league as well, because they reported it as a bug going through their squad, but didn't think it was that bug for want of a better term. So we'll see how that plays out. I think I would have enjoyed seeing Jose completely lose the plot over having to play in Leighton Orient on Tuesday and somewhere in Macedonia on Thursday, but that may not be happening.
What a shame. Look, law of averages says that if we beat Barnsley, we're more than likely to be playing Spurs, irrespective of whether Orient have to withdraw because of the COVID. But there you go. Final point on Barnsley. They're managed by a guy called Gerhard Struber, who is a former Austria Salzburg player. I'm only saying that because I found it out. It means nothing.
Well, that would be the connection with the Schmidt player, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
There are a lot of Austrian players in their squad, and the guy who was there before was a guy called Daniel Stendel, who was similarly linked. I think it was at Hearts or something like that.
He's highly rated, this manager as well, apparently, Gerhard Struber. He's meant to be quite a good manager.
He's another Hasenhüttl on the make, but who knows?
Alpine pop.
Chidge.
JK! In all the years you've been following Chelsea, you hardly ever miss a match, home or away. But how would you feel if you couldn't be there and it's not on TV?
Oh, Chich, I'd be bereft, inconsolable. The thought of missing my beloved Blue Boys live, it's all too much.
I know, JK, I know. It's all a bit too much, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, panic not. NordVPN have come to the rescue.
They have?
Yep. NordVPN allows us to watch any match, even if it's not on live TV here.
They do?
Yeah, they do. With just one click, they switch your virtual location to a country which is showing the match, and they act as your cyber bodyguard whilst online, protecting your personal data and sensitive info like card details and passwords.
Oh, wow. Great. I bet that'll cost me a fortune.
Actually, JK, it's only the price of a cup of coffee per month, and you can use your account across six devices. It's a bargain, JK, and best of all, no more tears for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, NordVPN. I'm so happy. I could cry. Where do I sign up, Ginge?
Well, to get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/ChelseaFancast. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee, and you'll help support the Chelsea Fancast. The link is in the podcast episode description box. Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. All right. OK, let's get into the Chelsea aspect of this, because that's really what we're interested in. I mean, it's curious, isn't it? Given that we've still got a lot of players out, and I think this might be quite hard to call. But my first thought really is who's going to get game time. My guts tell me that Frank is going to probably, you know, do what he normally would do for a lower team. Although they're not that low, they are in the Championship, but you know, I reckon I wouldn't be surprised to see, for example, Caballero, Aspie, Tomori, Rudiger, Loftus-Cheek, Barkley, Abraham, or Giroud and Hudson-Odoi get some game time. But I also wonder whether he'll drop in a few of the youth, because he does like to do that in the early rounds. But I can't think of too many of the youth other than Mattson, Angerin, McKechnie and Sterling getting a run out, JK.
That's pretty good, isn't it? All four of them?
Yeah, well, it may well be like that.
It may be the case. I think he needs to give, as I've said in the previous show, I think he needs to give Odoi a go from the very beginning, because he really has to do something. He can't come on and be on the periphery of games. He has to play as well as he played in the Europa League. I know the Europa League, they weren't great opponents, but he was outstanding in those games. And that revealed what he could do. And he needs to translate this. He needs to find an opportunity to play against a lower side and turn it on. And he's that kind of player, because then he's got the opportunity of getting into the first team, which at the moment he doesn't look as if he has to me at all.
He's got to put a performance in that's going to give Frank, questions. Adoy's been outstanding. He's been brilliant. So he's got to give, make Frank pose some questions.
Mm. Yeah,
I think he'll definitely start. I think obviously Willie will start. I wonder if Silva might get minutes, possibly. Might get 60 minutes from Silva just to sort
bit of a run around. Maybe Aspie. Well, yeah. As I said, I said Aspie. I think Loftus-Cheek absolutely needs good game
time. He needs it, absolutely. Yeah. And once again, though, I'm not. We don't know how what the training's going like, but he obviously must have been training well to have got the gig at Brighton.
He didn't get in the squad, though, on Sunday.
No, he didn't. So perhaps Frank's made a decision. But because he was so poor against Brighton. I mean, in a way that. Well, I found shocking. I felt for him. We've discussed this. I really felt for him. I didn't know what was going on. You know, let's be absolutely frank here. We want these players to do well because we've seen them do well. And we've seen them. We want them to get back to a level where you think, yeah, he's a really good player and he's making progress. If suddenly he plays, as he played against Brighton and didn't seem to be able to last the match. He just wasn't doing anything. You feel for these players and you feel for their future. And so it's cutthroat. You know, the more that Chelsea buy elite players, they have to come up to scratch, these people. They have to play well. They have to play as well enough to be considered, which and this is an opportunity. We can't have a situation where he doesn't play neither of them plays very well. Because you then go, but it's Barnsley, for goodness sake. Come on. You know, you've got to do that.
He's got to have a 10 out of 10, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He needs to dominate the game. I wouldn't be surprised to see Barkley getting a bit of a shout either for the same kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'd like to see Tomori play Martin, because I think after his cameo against Liverpool, I want to see him for 90 minutes to see how good he can be. I also, just to finish off on that, I wonder whether Havertz might get a run out as well, Martin, just to get him up to speed.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, although it could be, you know, that could have the reverse effect, because he could be a marked man for a load of hairy-ass Barnsley players. You think, right, 72 million quid, I'm going to stick one on him. But, yeah, he does need to get up to speed. It can only help. He's, you know, 21 years of age, so tight fatigue shouldn't be an issue, but we don't know what's going on in training. If Aspie's not fit, I'd like to see Mattson playing at left back as well.
Yes, definitely.
For certain. And
yeah, absolutely.
And definitely give Tomori the full 90, because I had to check the players we'd loaned out, because I was about to make a complete twat of myself and say Mark Gehi. I'd forgotten he'd gone back to Swansea.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, I can tell you, Martin, that I was a very good boy and I actually checked beforehand so that I didn't make that mistake. So there you go.
I corrected it just in case. I've noticed as well, there's other players on this list who have been loaned out, like Brozier, who could have played, Ampadu, Conor Gallagher, although we're talking about him in relation to West Brom, perhaps. Didn't realise Lewis Baker was still on the books, but
he's got loaned out. Trabzonspor.
Trabzonspor with Eddie Newton.
Yeah.
Which is actually a good loan, I think. You know, given that Eddie's, you know, still, I would imagine, fairly close to the club. So
they must think something of him, mustn't they, Baker? Because he just each year appears.
Do you know what it is, JK?
What, just selling him on?
No. They don't let go of Lewis Baker because they'll just have Joe Tweeds in their ear 24/7. and they can't put up with that kind of grief. Nobody.
What's the excuse for Lucas Piazon on then?
And Mark Van Hinkle, what's happened?
What's happened to Hinkle? What's happened? He's disappeared again.
He's given him another contract.
Yeah. Yeah. But then has he been training with them? Do we know?
Van Hinkle?
Yeah.
I don't know what's happened to him. I've literally got no idea. I mean, the only reason they're going to give these players extended contracts is so we get some value in a year's time. I mean, Van Hinkle's probably not going to kick a ball for us. He's been unlucky, completely unlucky. He's had more knee injuries than you could shake a stick at, hasn't he?
He has indeed. So
ACLs and what have you.
I think, you know, we've pretty much nailed who we think might play. How do you think it's going to pan out? I mean, the trouble is, I mean, we know, don't we, Dan, that we should walk this, and yet I mean, do you know what? The weird thought that I had, because I get weird thoughts all the time, as you know, it's kind of, it's a bit like, you know, having a little purse on your shoulder. But I was kind of thinking, oh, you know, cup matches are different now because there are no fans in the ground. And of course, the League Cup matches, as we all know, are a really good opportunity for people who don't get the chance to go to games every other week. To go. But I've often, I mean, even though that's a lovely thing, I've often experienced a really odd atmosphere at League Cup matches. I mean, when it's a big one like Tottenham in a semi-final, it's very different. But the earlier rounds, I think that a lot of the fans can be so desperate because they haven't been there for a while. I think they can be quite critical and get on the backs of the players a lot. And of course, you tend to get 8,000 lunatics from the other side there. And it also almost becomes a home game for them, doesn't it?
Yeah, because I think the last game was Forest season four last at home, and that was a weird crowd. None of my regulars were around where I sat, and there's a lot of criticism straight away. So it almost like the Twitter idiots who, you know, one bad pass and it was like, oh.
And I'll tell you what, Dan, we won't have the Gerrard song.
No, which is good. Although they say pipe it through the music. So it should be formality. I think we need to be really aggressive from the get go, and you know. Really get an early couple of goals and put the game to bed. It would be really good to have the game won within sort of first 60 minutes so we can rest any of the first team players that may or may not be in contention for Saturday.
Do you think what do you reckon though, score wise?
I think we'll win 4-1.
4-1, okay. Yeah. Martin, how do you see it panning out?
Well, I think they need to use it in a similar way to last season. They used the game against Grimsby.
Yes.
The results were a bit spotty, but they, you know, got a few goals. I think they won 7-1 in the end or something like that, and then went on a run thereafter. If the key thing now is to get players in and get them up to speed and confident, this would be a perfect time. It's not to underestimate Barnsley and the fact that it's a single elimination tie. There's no extra time. It just goes straight to penalties. Get the, you know, get an early goal and just stay on it and stay focused. That said, the fixture congestion being what it is, if we did lose the game, I'm not sure I'd be as grumpy as I would have been in the past, because it's like playing the next round next week and things like that, which is a bit crazy in my view.
JK?
I don't know. I think we might draw it 1-1.
Oh, God. No. Why? Yeah.
I don't know. I just, I fear for the way things are going at the moment. I don't know. I'm just looking in patterns in my life where I go, yeah, we'll win that one. Yeah, I was very confident in the last under Sarri a lot of the time, and wrongly so. And I think we'll win. I think we'll win on penalties.
Well, we'll win 1-1, will we?
Well, no, we'll win on penalties. But I don't think it's going to be as easy as we're demanding that they come up to scratch, aren't we? We're demanding who's he going to have on the bench? You know, is he going to put
some of the first team? I would suspect.
You hope so. You really hope so. I don't know. I don't quite know what's going through Frank's mind at the moment. I'm not terribly convinced that things are working terribly well in the club at the moment. I just think it's all a bit.
What on earth makes you say that? You were the epitome of positivity about how well things are working in the club all last season. We lose to Liverpool. Right, and you've suddenly gone all, it's not working in the club. Where on earth does that come from?
I'm worried with the fact that he's that they've played Kepa twice. I just think that's absolutely bizarre.
He's not going to play on Wednesday, so don't worry about that.
Well, let's hope he doesn't play. Oh, no, but still, I think it's two games too many. I'm worried about that. I don't understand why they've played defensively. Because they've got this new defensive coach. I don't quite think they know what they're doing. I think we have to wait until all the other players are fit before we make an assessment. That's why I'm feeling at the moment that I wouldn't be surprised if they don't really turn it on. Because if he plays Odoi, as we sure he will, and the others, the pressure on them is enormous.
Yeah.
And I actually, I don't think they'll do it. I don't. I think Odoi will just
maybe
just
wander
about. I'm sorry.
I think it's pretty an advantage the crowd aren't in there because there'll be no one getting on his back if his first pass.
True, goes. True. Is it a home game? I can't remember.
Yeah. If he does a bad pass first, well, people won't be booing and getting on his back. But the point I was trying to make earlier is I think the parallels with Mourinho in his first spell at Chelsea. You know, we need to win a cup, and the League Cup remains a really good opportunity.
Yeah, does Frank care about that in the same way?
Yes.
Look how Frank's career trajectory went off after the League Cup.
He does, but again, I fear though that they think that it'll be an easier ride than it might be.
Well, I think Frank's experienced enough to like put a rocket up them and say, "Look, don't take the piss, don't take this lightly," you know. And also, if he is playing a lot of the dirt trackers, as it were. It's, if I'm Frank, I'm saying, look, I'm a fair man. I am. If you turn up and you play really, really well in this match, then you're in my thoughts for the next match. It is that simple. And I'm totally with you, Dan. I was going to make the same point. I absolutely agree with you wholeheartedly. Right now, Chelsea are not going to win the Champions League and they're probably not going to win the league. In fact, I would go so far as to say almost definitely not going to win the league. They could, on the other hand, win the FA Cup and the League Cup. And if I'm Frank Lampard, I'm a winner. I want to win silverware. I want to get that monkey off my back personally, and I want to keep them upstairs quiet by saying, I brought you some silverware, Dan.
Yeah, and for the players' point of view, they all become winners suddenly. Suddenly the squad's a different mentality because they won a competition. Jesse Mourinho in his first season, that first League Cup was, right, you won this. How good does this feel? Let's kick on. Because this is Frank's first real season because he spent some money. And now we've got to see improvements. And one of the improvements is win the League Cup, albeit it's the fourth cup, whatever it is. It's still a trophy. It gets all these players a taste of success and taste of winning stuff. And that's what this team needs. They need that mentality, that winning mentality to be instilled into them.
They didn't get over the line in the FA Cup final, remember?
Yeah.
Which is quite Spursy, let's be honest. Jonathan.
Can I change my view then?
Yes.
I think it's dependent on what team he picks.
Yeah. All right.
I think you're absolutely right there about the desire to win, in which case he'll play a mixture of first teamers and reserves and youth, which might then make it 3-0 or something.
All right. Well, okay. So
fear for playing a weakened side. That's my fear.
All right. Well, so Dan's going 4-1. Jonathan's going 1-1 or 3-0, dependent on all sorts of variables. Martin, what are you going to go for?
I'm going to go 3-0 Chelsea.
3-0 Chelsea. I'm going to split the difference and go 2-0 Chelsea. What I would say, though, because this is talking of predictions, we're doing this thing called the Premier League Predictions, or it's called Prem Predictions. It's where basically me and a few other, I think Martin and I are involved. And John, I don't know, Jonathan, did you fill him in this week?
No, I've apologised and I'll do it this week. I've been sent it. I sent a note back saying, oh my God, I'm sorry, I forgot. I've had an operation. I played that night.
You played that one the week before?
Oh, did I? Well, I played
shoulder the blame, Jonathan.
Absolute shocker. Absolute stinker.
Absolute shah.
Well, anyway, talking of absolute stinkers, Martin did quite well in week one. We haven't got the results for the last...
I fucking didn't in week two, Jesus.
All right, well, I was about to say, I have had an unmitigated shocker again this week. I will probably be bottom of the league again, which is to my shame. But we won't know that until next week when we will have those results out. Anyway, as I said, so Dan 4-1, JK 1-1 or 3-0, Martin 3-0, me 2-0. Good luck, Chelsea. Let's bring it home and go as deep in this competition and hopefully win it. That was what we all want. All right, brilliant, chaps. Well done. Really enjoyed that. We'll see you all again very, very soon. And we will reconvene at a later date. It's the 90th minute. All your mates are round. You've got your McNuggets share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.